In a time of budget cuts to all government agencies, different approaches are being considered in an effort to save money and be more efficient.
The trend is playing out in law enforcement with a focus on how intelligence-based policing can be used to focus resources in problem areas. The Dane County Sheriff's Office is trying to use the data they already have to inform where they need to send out officers or focus their policing efforts.
So we're learning about how data is being used in policing in one Wisconsin county this afternoon. Mike Walnoa is with us now. Sorry, Mike. He's the crime analyst for the Dane County Sheriff's Office. Mike, welcome to Central Time.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Now, first off, why don't you explain to me how this works? I mean, basically, you're applying it to traffic issues, right?
Well, actually, yeah, for this instance, but we also do it for crime, and we also look at citations as well. So we can look at pretty much any type of data. We can map it and dig down, make some charts, delve into that deeper, and that's kind of what we do.
So basically you're taking all of the accident reports and you're putting them into a database, and then you can sort them in different ways to sort of figure out
what
to do.
Correct. What we do is we have a records management system that stores all that information, and then what I do is extract that information and then put it in a usable format. We'll get an X, Y, or a latitude, longitude point, and that'll allow us to map the information from that perspective.
Now, when you started, were you interested in being in law enforcement when you started?
No, actually, my background's in geography.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, I have a master's in geography, so that's where the mapping aspect comes. So that's, I have no criminal justice or no policing training, actually. So
what do you think of this work you're doing? Is it challenging?
It is. It's very rewarding. It's very challenging, and it's very interesting too. And it's always. Every day is kind of fresh, and I know it's kind of cliche, but there are new things, new challenges that arise every single day.
And so basically, you came into this job. Did this job exist before you started it?
Not at this agency, actually. I'm the first analyst for the Dane County Sheriff ever. So.
And so you just walked in and said, let's start with the traffic information.
No, I was employed prior at another place in Kansas. And then basically I saw the job posting, and that was a challenge I wanted to tackle. I wanted to start a program. I wanted to be an analyst, to have the latitude to do what I thought would be good for the community.
And this is a growing thing, though.
It is. I think in the 90s it started to become more prevalent and more popular. And then a lot of agencies employ analysts. Madison PD has three of them on their own. So
basically your job is to figure out some information that can inform how people are put out on the streets.
Yeah, correct. The first thing I'd say, crime analysis, if I had to summarize it, I would say that you want to find patterns and trends in crime incidents. So take burglaries, for example. If your neighborhood had a series of burglaries, I would take a look at all the information there, look at them, map the crime. I would also, just to see the spatial location, and also there's the temporal aspect, what time of day. Then you look at MO, what method of entry, how did they break into the house, what property was stolen. So that's the, I guess if you had to summarize crime analysis, you kind of look at crime and try to connect the dots, I guess, if you will, based on all those aspects.
So how does that data get to the police officers? I mean, do their bosses have it and they just send them out, or do they have it in the car?
I will send out a deliverable. So whether in the form of a chart, a map, or maybe a crime bulletin. So basically that would be if someone were to commit a crime or we had an area that required police service, I would put that together in a PDF document and send that out. And then that would go out to the whole agency. That way all of these commanders would see it, all the troops on the ground, as they say, would see it. So that way it's a good way to disseminate that information.
Now, you talked about how this is a growing thing. It didn't used to be that way. So,
correct.
So how did it work before? The officers would come in and say, I saw something happen here or whatever?
Well, there's a lot of anecdotal and a lot of institutional knowledge that would do that. And I think in pin maps, if you ever take a look at an old cop show.
Like an old cop show. Yeah. It has a pin map.
Yeah. So basically we do that, but we do it in an electronic fashion. So I will map those points in that kind of facet and send those.
So you don't have pin maps? You don't have those maps on the wall?
We do. I have maps on the wall, but they're not necessarily used for that purpose. But we send it out digitally, and it has the same effect, I guess you would say.
That's interesting. And my guess would be that since this is a growing thing, and there's also things like big data out there and everything, there's probably even more you could do.
Yeah, and we're definitely in the article that was in the Cap Times last week. We're moving on to accidents. We're going to start mapping citation information. So all that kind of stuff is going to be overlaid, as they say, and we're going to put that together on maps and send that out.
And so with traffic stuff, you figure out that at a certain time of the day, there's a pattern where people are getting into wrecks and stuff. So do you just like send a car out there and they sit on the side of the road to scare people to slow down?
Well, we do operations. We do. So what we do, the data drives our approach in this way. We map all the accidents. We find the location that's the so-called hotspot or high concentration. And once we have that, we will delve down into the hour a day and also day a week. And then even the month in some examples. Sometimes there's months that are higher. Say last November was our peak month.
And so are you able to calculate, like, probability and stuff? So
well, not necessarily that way, but we basically look at the traffic volume. We know places that have high volume are going to have high accidents, and once we get that reinforced through the hotspots, then we'll send out we'll do, I guess, directed patrol is a good way to put it, and we'll do an operation at that time and try to – it's high visibility, get the police out there, and hopefully slow people down because, you know, our families are out on the streets driving around, so we want everyone to be safe.
So have you seen any indication that this is working at this point?
Well, we know that citations are going to go up the more that we're out there because we're going to have more contacts. The more people we get in contact with, the more tickets we're going to have. But we hope to see a reduction in accidents next year. We had around 2290 last year, so we hope that 2015 we have less. That's sort of what we're...
How many fatalities did you have?
That's a good question. 12 fatalities. We had 12 fatalities.
So you actually you could save some lives with this.
Potentially, yeah. And that's the thing. We looked at the we had 409 incidents last year that were either injury or fatal. So we definitely ID those as well. We want to get out there because yeah, that's a huge thing in the community is, and a lot of it has to do with inattentive driving. So we definitely want to hopefully slow people down.
And so thank goodness this isn't a call-in segment because we're reducing that. It was a joke.
No, okay.
I'm sorry.
Missed that. Hey, this is my first time.
You're doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
But now there are probably some people who talk to you and they find out what you do and they start thinking about science fiction movies and stuff.
They
like
do.
Minority Report and stuff like that where you predict who's going to do a crime before it even happens.
Right.
Do you ever worry about that or, I mean, about that?
There is some forecasting. There is a forecasting element to this position. Since Dane County is a rural community, so City of Madison has their own department, Fitchburg has their own department, we don't get as much volume, so we don't necessarily have a forecasting element. But you can get a lot of serial offenders when they potentially an arsonist, serial homicide, obviously, and then even sometimes burglars will just keep committing on the same routine. So we do look at that for a pattern as well.
So you can kind of figure out. They may be likely to strike here, so you can kind of catch them in the act that way.
Correct.
A lot better than you could if it was just a cop saying, I saw this guy stealing some stuff over here.
Right.
Last
week. Correct. There are some computer models that you can run through, and they will give you a zone of predictability, basically, of an idea of where it would happen
and when.
And then you can also, based on the data, once you analyze that, this is where the human element comes in. You can plug in all the information in the computer, but you still need the analytical mind to get down to it and make the decision of, is this going to work at this time? And
right.
Is this feasible?
So has this changed the way police officers have to enter in data? I mean, do their reports that they file after they do things, do they have to do them differently now?
Not necessarily. I mean, we obviously want the information to be as accurate as possible within any information that they get from the victim. But no, I don't think that it's changed very much.
So what do you think is going to happen in the future? You think there's going to be a time where you'll be able to do a lot of interesting things with data to really help with law enforcement?
Well, I think we're in that time. I think, I mean, personally, for myself, the Dane County Sheriff's Department office, I mean, has made big strides the last few years, actually. So, I mean, they went from having no analysts before I came here to now we're putting out a lot of information and we're getting a lot of publicity about it now, obviously. So that's good. And awareness is the key for crime and accidents. I mean, I think the public plays a role in that as well. So,
and it sounds to me that based on how you're describing it, the fears about, you know, the police having all this control and predicting everything, that's probably a little far-fetched.
I would probably say so, yeah. I don't think so.
Well, this is really fascinating. Thanks for coming in and talking to us about
that. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Mike Walhola, Noah, I'm sorry, Mike.
Oh, no,
I keep mispronouncing your name.
It's all right.
Is a crime analyst for the Dane County Sheriff's Office, and he was with us to talk about how data is being used in policing in Dane County. Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.